flag
of the United States of America.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of
the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Minutes of the previous meeting, I have one change. The meeting was adjourned at 8:15, not 7:15. So I make a motion we accept.
I struck the time from the modification. I knew 7:15 wasn't right, but I wasn't sure exactly what time was right.
It was 8:15.
I wish it was 7:15.
Well, the minute from when?
Minutes of the April 1st meeting. I make a motion we accept.
Do you have any additional changes?
No, I read it.
Okay, then I'll make a motion that we adopt the minutes with that modification.
I will second that. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Treasurer's report.
Thank you. After the last meeting, I received $25 from UGI, $930.93 from zoning, $32.72 from Magisterial District Court, $954.04 from Pike County Tax Claim Bureau, and $21,345.72 from the tax collector. Milford Township has $13,351.06 in Wayne Bank payroll account, $27,865.46 in Wayne Bank investment account, $11,465.62 in NBT Bank checking account, $15,625.92 in NBT Bank money market, $218,315.19 in Pledged General account, and $116,274.12 in Pledged Liquid Fuels account. And that's all.
Roadmaster, this time I'd like to make a motion that we advertise for 250 ton of salt for next winter.
I'll second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I had to unmute, the train is going by. Okay.
And also, Thursday I'm meeting with Jeff from PennDOT about paving 2,000 foot of Shakopee Road, which hasn't been paved in 18 years. So I don't want to lose that first 2,000 foot, which basically takes care of the residents that live on that portion of Shakopee Road. So also, I would like to make a motion that we advertise that bid once I receive it from Jeff from PennDOT, which should be on Thursday. The opening of the bid to be on May 20th at 7 p.m.
Okay, I'll second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And on salt bid, I'd also like to make a motion that the salt bid be opened on May 20th at 7 p.m.
I'll second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Also, in the last 2 weeks, we've cut some brush. It's a rough time of year, especially for our trucks, because they're all due inspection this month and one last month and two this month. So we're going to have some. The 1700's got some problems with the front end, so that's up at Ray's getting fixed now. The Mac has been inspected. No problem with that, and the 750's up there now for inspection. We did cold patch all the holes in our parking lot, trying to keep it together. But we kind of wait to see if we hear anything on the grant that we got applied to repave that. And we'll, as soon as all those holes and stuff are packed down, we've kind of rolled them as much as we could. We'll sweep the parking lot again. So when the helicopter lands there, it doesn't have gravel flying everywhere. But we're starting to get in our springtime motion. Start getting some stuff done. We got some washouts from the heavy rains we've had in the last couple weeks or the last month. We'll be working on those. So that's it for Roadmaster.
Thank you. the Commonwealth Finance Authority acted on the set of applications that went in prior to statewide LSA. Mm-hmm. They haven't acted on the regular LSAs yet, let alone the statewide. So I think we're probably looking at July before we get an answer. What they did at their most recent meeting was mostly multimodal, Commonwealth Finance Authority multimodals, which that application period for the new round is open now. So they're running about the full year behind in terms of acting on the applications.
Thank you, Rachel. Zoning.
Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to get zoning. I got some permits.
No report.
No report. Public participation. Jeff?
Just want to stand up, introduce myself, Jeff Olson.
Go over to the mic, please.
Sure. Yeah, they can't hear you.
I got you. Yeah, so just wanted to introduce myself. I am Jeff Olsomer. I'm running for the State House seat in the 139th. I'll stick around after the meeting. If you have any questions, I'll be here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Yes, sir. Nothing?
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Secretary's report.
Sure, thank you. Joseph Dooley from Milford Borough Council asked if May 6 or 7 at 1 p.m. will work for the follow-up meeting of Act 537 plan. Brian Snyder sent agenda and minutes for the road task force and COG meeting. Michael Bellow, the chief of Milford Fire Department, sent information about the current vacancies in their organization. Jean Marie Pissarro, the executive director of Pike Autism Support Services, informed that their run walk will need to be rescheduled and they will contact with a new date. Mary Cooney, the secretary of Greenwood Hills Property Owners Association, asked to use this meeting room on Saturday, May 18th at 10 a.m. National Park Service, winter closures are lifted. Fee season begins on 4/15. There is a buffet breakfast on Sunday, April 14, 2024, from 8:30 a.m. till 12 noon. This one is from Stag Tree Specialists. They're doing tree work in the neighborhood in the next week or so, and they can provide a free estimate. Pike County Conservation District sent a Chapter 102 inspection report, and Honorable Gregory H. Chellock informed that the court appointed Mary Murray to fill the vacant position of Inspector of Elections, Milford Township, Pike County, for the unexpired term. And that's it.
I have a question. You sent us a email today with a whole list of properties from Joe Dooley. What is that all about?
Oh, that's me. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Okay.
I just didn't see a copy of it here in my...
The Greenwood Hills, did they send the... That was Greenwood Hills, right? They want to use the
property.
Did they send the insurance too?
They sent it, but I'm not happy with it. I'm going to ask for an updated one.
It's expired.
It is expired. They sent a new one, but it doesn't look like a regular insurance page. So I'll contact them again.
Okay.
We'll get that under
the
business.
Yeah, do a contention on receiving insurance.
Okay, under old business, guess we'll have to table our Zoning Hearing Board alternate member because we have no application. So I make a motion we continue that to our next meeting.
I'll second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Didn't get a harump out of that one.
Ambulance service and usage. Do we have any follow-up on that?
Ambulance service.
Bob and I met with several representatives from Westfall Township on April 2nd. We did learn quite a few things. One of them is that those statistics that we were looking at for last year should be very different this year because they were having significant staffing problems last year. And so they were relying much more heavily on mutual aid at that time than they anticipate they will be going forward. They have stabilized their staffing situation. They are actually getting less paid service hours than we are because of the level of expense that they're putting out in order to have the program. They have hired township employees, full-time township employees with full-time township benefits, with overtime pay for, you know, over 40, for with holiday bonus differentials and overnight hour differentials. And so they very much want to stick to their schedule, because anything that's outside of the schedule they've given these employees will cost bonus extra money. We did learn that they are working on a reimbursables ordinance that would allow their fire department and ambulance to be able to bill for any time they show up at an event. So if they do a river rescue, they would be able to bill to be reimbursed for the costs that they have expended. If they show up at a car accident but they don't transport anybody, they would still be able to bill for the costs that they're putting out in order to be reimbursed. Bob and I asked them to provide us with a copy of that when they've concluded it, and they agreed that they would do that. Other than that, you know, they are feeling, you know, the pinch, and they are saying, you know, they don't have any extra money. This is all that they can afford to get with their money, similarly to us, and that they know that they, you know, have been relying on mutual aid as we have been, and they, you know, they understand that's the situation, but they have, other than stabilizing the staffing situation, you know, they feel they have a limited opportunity to, you know, to address that further. We did agree that we would look into whether or not the county has any additional funding left over. In other words, no one at that meeting was certain whether the county has put forward in their budget a full 2 mils for the entire county, and whether there are any municipalities that are perhaps not getting that full 2 mil match, and so that money might be left over in that fund. And we wanted to explore that as a potential opportunity, and they were, you know, they were in agreement with doing that if we wanted to do that. And I think I have a feeling the answer is going to be that there's no extra money and everybody's getting the match, but It is possible that there's somebody out there in the county who has not started to implement this. And when the county was initially talking about doing this, they said they would take a look at whether there were communities that were running, you know, extra mutual aid calls to cover other people, and would attempt to, you know, potentially readjust to help those communities. And so if there is money left over in the pool, it might be a conversation we could start with the county about whether they would have any willingness to disperse any of that in a manner that would allow for additional hours to be covered. And they like that idea, but, you know, they also suspected that it's not likely that we'll find out that the county has budgeted more money than what they expected the matches would be required from the local municipalities. Bob, did you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, the fact that we also discussed getting together with municipalities through the county as possible, putting in for a distressed area for the ambulance service and the health situation, and see if there's any federal funding that could be brought into it too, which is a strong possibility. So that was something we were all going to look at, and Westfall said they would definitely be on board with that. So it would be a matter of talking to everybody else and seeing if we can all get together and see what kind of funding might be available out there. And as far as the billing that they're talking about, the reasoning behind it, which I would agree with, on a normal call, they'll go pick somebody up at the house. Let's say it even takes an hour. Well, when you go out on these accidents or river rescues, they're spending a lot more time, a lot more energy, you know, energy from people having to help, and expenses. So that's where they were headed with that, and we want to see how that makes out. Right? You agree?
Yep. Yep. Very good. Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks.
All right. Physical control policies, I'll make a motion we continue this to our next meeting.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Sewage Act 537 plan.
Okay, the Sewage Act 537 plan, we had our meeting at the commissioner's office.
And for us to be a bypass and be pretty much out of it, we need to just do a study, a quick study on the properties as to the conditions of their septic systems and if there's room for replacement, repair, that they could last another 20 years. And this is what DEP wants from Milford Township in order to be just a bypass and out of this. So they said their SEL could do it, which is me. I wouldn't feel comfortable just doing it myself. So I got a list. I got a list here somewhere of properties. But if I remember correctly, there's about probably 30 properties that need to be evaluated.
All the business properties.
All the business properties. Not the residentials. On 209 and 6 here. Mm-hmm. And if we have any going up 6, where the end of the line is.
Okay.
And, you know, I was talking about like the art.
Whose idea was that? Scott Novotnik's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Scott said that would definitely be needed.
This one passed the list.
I go past it. There it is. This is here somewhere. I need glasses to find my glasses. All right, so it's like Joe sent a list of all the, from the water company, water authority, of all the properties that they had contacted. So I do have a list of all the properties. I'm going to put them all together, put them in order. The only issue, when I spoke to HRG, mm-hmm. They did, even in their reports that they had in the 537 plan, we had no malfunctions.
Right.
So the only malfunctions we had were
suspected
cesspools that would go bad. But most of the properties that we have should be big enough to put a septic system on and upgrade. So it would just be a matter of going out and verifying all that. And
was there any talk about where they are in the process with HRG?
HRG's got to actually review things again and get back to Scott because they weren't clear on some of their components. Okay. Like at first they said it was a high pressure system and that if it was a high pressure system we couldn't even go on it with the plan they had because we would need our own substation
to pump into
a high pressure, and then they realized it was low pressure. With a low pressure system,
low pressure,
our people can still tie into it.
Four-inch main and a grinder, right.
Right. And our people would still be able to tie into it at their own cost.
Okay.
And our biggest...
Did DEP set any timelines or...
Well, we're trying to get... they want to get this study done as soon as possible so that everybody knows where they stand. And like I said, the only thing is I wouldn't want to do it myself, being in the position I'm in. I would prefer to have somebody with me.
Who would you like that with you?
I mean, I'd have to get prices, but I would assume somebody that, like Will Whitehead would be good because he's a soil scientist.
I was going to say, Will or...
You know, I'd like to be able to approach him to see what he would charge to come out with me. I figure it should only take maybe 2 days. Possibly 3.
Okay. Can you get a price for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to get a motion that I move forward with this, to do this.
Isn't the only repair, wasn't even a repair, it was the Beyond Dog, right? Was that the only one that was repaired?
No, Cookie Company just did a repair. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and they actually moved theirs.
No. No, that was an existing mound.
You're right.
Not the one out front.
One of them up front, they moved many years ago.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a brand new one right there.
There's six systems.
Front.
There's six systems. No, that's not a brand new one. That was there.
That's an old one, right?
We redid that.
Yeah, I know you did.
Okay.
It's gigantic.
It's gigantic. But they're our biggest in waste. They're up to 10,000 gallons a day.
Yeah.
And there's six systems over there. And when they build the new building, they're going to be putting on another area.
That would be 10,000 gallons a day? Then why is it our issue?
They're just under 10,000. Oh. It's 9,000. I forgot what it was exactly. 9,600.
You let me know when it goes over 10.
It's going to go over 10.
Scott's issue.
It's going to go over 10 when they add that new building.
Yep. It's going to go over 10.
If they hire more employees.
They're going to hire more.
We did all the statistics for what they're proposing, and it came out to just under 10. Because they said they're not hiring more people. They're just moving people over.
Okay.
But, hey.
We'll see. All right. I'll make a motion, Bob, look into getting prices to look into these properties for the 537 plan. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed.
Aye. Tony, is it appropriate for Bob to do that if he's going to get paid? Should he be abstaining from that vote?
Oh, that was another thing. I'm not getting paid for that, so.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm not going to ask for
pay for
that.
He's doing voluntarily.
I'll do that voluntarily. But.
Okay.
Will needs to be paid.
Will needs to be paid. And I'm willing to go to voluntarily do it just to keep just to keep everything square and just pay to one person. But the group did want to know what cost it would be to do it. Joe had asked, and are we going to charge a fee for that to the Act 537 plan?
What do you mean?
Well, didn't they charge us for the wall testing?
Yeah, they did.
Didn't they charge us?
I don't think it was a lot of money.
No, it was like $1,000 or $1,500, something like that. And we paid.
But they made everybody split it.
Right.
Yep.
So why shouldn't this be split?
This is really something that should have been done by HRG during the initial.
Oh, we don't doubt that, but we're.
Well, in that case, it would have been split.
Right.
But I can't see the other municipalities paying that. Part of that for us to check that so we could get out of the 537 plan.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, but there we are again.
I understand. There we are again, putting money out.
It's good for the goose, but it's not good for the gander, huh?
Apparently not.
Well, let me get what Will's price would be. Just follow me around.
Why don't we get a price, and then when it's all completed, we'll send the bill to the other.
And see what
three
happens.
Municipalities and see what they say. One for it.
Right. Okay. New business.
Before we move on this subject, the sewage facilities program is open for application right now. And but in order to submit an application, which is due, I think, at the beginning of May, you do have to have an approved car.
Oh, boy.
And so I know Bob took a look, and we don't think that the TAR was
approved.
No,
the TAR wasn't approved yet.
Yeah.
No. I doubt it.
That's a possibility. Now, if you put an application in, you might not get an answer back for a year. And you can't commence until you have an answer. Mm-hmm. But, I really think if there's going to be another meeting, it's kind of too late to wait for that meeting to have a conversation about potentially applying for that, but one way or another, the group of municipalities is going to be asked to come up with some sort of money.
Right.
And it would make sense for one or all to apply for that program, but an approved TAR is needed. So we're at sub-zero here with being able to.
Yeah, but that's a good point to bring up at a meeting.
But don't they have an initial approved task activity report in order to conduct
a preliminary?
Right. They must have it.
It wasn't approved by DEP, though.
Well, why would they start the study if it wasn't approved? It had to be.
No. When I looked at the last notes I had from them, the TAR wasn't approved.
I put an email out to Matt asking him.
Yes, they must have. And if they do have to approve TAR, why don't we circulate a letter from the township to your township saying, hey, this is available. We may be able to apply and obtain this and see what they say.
I would do that anyway.
Yep.
Because if the TAR right now isn't approved, there may be something simple that they can get done to have it approved.
Right.
And then that opens up another
can of worms.
Yeah.
Well, potentially, access to additional funding.
Yeah, access to additional funding.
So I'll make a motion that we communicate with the other municipalities regarding the sewage facilities program application period being open, and whether or not, you know, they wish to apply for this process to move forward in a collaborative or independent manner, and to communicate with HRG as to the status of the TAR, since a completed TAR is required in order to apply an approved TAR of some stat. I don't know if they'll accept something that's only preliminary or whatnot, but I think that we need to see what we can get from them that would qualify, or see if they can get something from DEP that would qualify us to move forward. I don't see that it makes any sense not to.
No, it makes sense to get that out there. I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Before you leave the sewage, was there any discussion at all about Milford Township being intermunicipal agreements?
No, the most of the talk was how to just basically count us out and be a pastor.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
And in order to do that, we have to do this study. That's where this all stemmed from.
Who's going to write this letter to the other municipalities about the TAR?
I can draft something that I'll send to you, Bob, for finalization. All right. Before you send it to Gary for final good stamp of approval.
Yep. Yeah, because you know better the information on the money than I do.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.
Okay.
New business, Pocono Mountains Visitor Bureau Community Impact Grant.
So we got an email that the PMVB has issued a second round of funding on this that'll go to early May for applications. So not a lot of time, but a couple of weeks. It's not a lot of money. It does require a match. And I was thinking about this, and we may not have enough time to submit for this particular round. We also may not have any match money available. But I think that there's a couple of small projects that we should put together some numbers on so that we can, you know, try to move forward with some of the improvements that I think that we should work on for the building, for the municipal building. I think the sign out front has got to be fixed. I cringe every time I go by and see the E in the sign drifting down below the line and looking ridiculous.
We're going to fix it again tomorrow.
If there's, you know, repairs that need to be made to the sign, let's get a price and find out. I think, the door jamb out front, you know, with the rust all across the bottom, we should be looking at replacing that whole doorway with a handicap accessible, a wheelchair accessible door. And if we could potentially get that funded through alternate sources, whether that's 100% by applying to PMVB or whether we're putting in, you know, in the fall for LSA money and then putting in for PMVB to match it in the spring, I think we should try, and I think we should look at a cost for fixing our path to the doorway where we're having some drainage issues, and see if we can make that a little bit more visually appealing than the asphalt. And just get some prices and see if we can work out, you know, along the next few years some funding to do this. We've got an application in for the paving and the carpet. We don't have an answer back yet. We can keep pounding away, but I think if we get some numbers, we'll be able to seize on funding opportunities as they become available, even when they have short windows like this one. Right now, we don't have that ability because we don't have any numbers for these projects. So what do you guys think about that?
We can get some prices.
And is Tara Probst running this?
No, it has nothing to do with Tara. It's the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau. They're doing it with hotels.
Was she just making the announcement?
Yeah.
She just posted, she just shared it. Yeah.
And I'm just asking because I know who she is.
it's just that she often shares any grant opportunities that are available in the area. I think she shared the facade program as well. And of course, since Representative Adams' seat is vacant at this time, we're not able to get that information from our routine representative like we normally would. And that will change going forward.
But that's done.
I'll take funding opportunities wherever we can find them.
I think that was done. I don't know. Wait, I'm gonna go back to Goldmaster. I'm gonna take that from there.
So you guys want to move forward with just trying to work on some numbers for those projects and?
Yeah, I think we should just start putting numbers together so we know where we're at.
Sounds good.
We need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we put obtain some cost estimates for the projects that we outlined for repairs to the sign, for the doorway to become handicap accessible, for the entryway to replace the asphalt with something a little more aesthetically pleasing, and repair the drainage issue. And I'll throw in there and to replace our aged bulletin board with something more modern and useful and visually appealing.
Okay, I will second that motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. So passed. If I can move back to the road department here. Everybody appointed me as the alternate for the road task force. And I just need to know if this form that I got was sent to the...
Is this sent back to the county?
I didn't. I'll send it tomorrow.
Okay, because the county sent an email that they wanted a form filled out.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Okay, alternate COG member. This time I'd like to make a motion we continue that to the next meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Zoning ordinance violation, approval for a civil complaint check. We have
216.75.
We need a check for a civil complaint against a local business with illegal storage of containers. So I make a motion we...
What's that one?
Mozzato.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion we... pay the magistrate's civil complaint fee of $216.75.
I'll second it.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed.
Aye. Sorry,
that's
wrong. Hiring of assistant secretary treasurer.
I'll make a motion that we hire Michelle Long as the Assistant Secretary Treasurer for the Township at a rate of pay and number of hours to be set by the supervisors.
I'll second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Request for the use of the meeting room on May 18th at 10 a.m. by Greenwood Hills. I make a motion we allow Greenwood Hills to use the meeting room on May 18th. At 10 a.m. as long as they provide the necessary insurance.
I'll second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Other public participation.
I was waiting, Wayne. I knew you couldn't
wake up back here, Wayne.
No, I'm sorry. I've come on late, on board late for some of this stuff with this Act 537 plan. The 30 business properties you're talking about, you're just checking their septic system?
Just to make sure that they're not having issues with them now, and if they do have issues with them down the road, that they'd either be able to be repaired, replaced, but each property would have to be good for up to 20 years.
So that has nothing at all to do with the possibility or no possibility that they would be associated with the 537 plan? They wouldn't be linked in into that.
They wouldn't be linked into the sewer system unless they wanted to go on it themselves.
It would be a voluntary.
It would be voluntary hookup.
Yeah, I understand that part. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else under public participation? If not, I'll make a motion. We adjourn. We pay the bills and adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.